everyone, and welcome back to Pop Drop and Roll, the podcast all about pop. My name is Eileen. I am your host, and once again, thank you to Balloon Fest 86 for providing our theme music. Today, I will be talking about dream pop. Dream pop is one of my favorite genres, and some of my very favorite artists are dream pop artists. So, what is dream pop? It's a subgenre of music that takes a lot of influence from both pop and alternative styles. A quick definition from the genre, from the All Music Guide to Electronica, is as follows. An atmospheric subgenre of alternative rock that relies on sonic textures as much as melody. I'm going to circle back to this definition in just a moment, but first I want to touch upon why I'm talking about dream pop, aside from the fact that it's just a genre that I love. While it's generally seen as more of a subgenre of alternative than a subgenre of pop, I chose to talk about it on this pop music podcast because a lot of current dream pop artists are considered pop artists and not necessarily alternative artists. Or at the very least, they're like alternative pop, but pop nonetheless. And like, we're talking about Lorde and Lana Del Rey and Dua Lipa. And it also brings us back to something that I mentioned in our very first episode about why I love pop music so much. I said that pop does an incredible job of borrowing elements from a huge range of genres and making it for everyone. And I think that dream pop, especially in its current state, is one of the best examples of this. And even to a certain extent, it's also the inverse. Dream pop is an alternative subgenre that borrows from pop. But I digress. Getting back to that definition of dream pop, an atmospheric subgenre of alternative rock that relies on sonic textures as much as melody, what exactly does that mean? If you listen to a lot of dream pop, that assessment may make perfect sense to you. But if you don't, it might be a little confusing. So I'm going to try to break it down to the best of my ability. Do, however, please keep in mind I am not an expert in music theory. I am just a fan who is trying her best. In music, texture is how the different elements of a song are combined compositionally, meaning a song with a thick texture may have more layers than a song with a thinner texture. These layers could be the vocals, different guitar tracks, the bass, synths, so on and so forth. In dream pop, there is an emphasis placed on this kind of texture, and dream pop often utilizes various effects, especially on guitar, that creates that texture. Now that we kind of have a grasp on what dream pop is, where did it start? Dream pop has its roots in very early pop, actually. Music scholar Nathan Wiseman Trauss wrote that approaches integral to dream pop were arguably pioneered in popular music by figures such as Phil Spector and Brian Wilson. Brian Wilson's involvement in the start of dream pop is evident in the 1970 Beach Boys track All I Wanna Do, which has elements that are present in modern-day dream pop, as well as the Phil Spector-produced George Harrison track Let It Down. Additionally, the Andy Warhol-adjacent The Velvet Underground are also cited as an important part of the development of dream pop. From there, what we know as modern dream pop began to develop. Rolling Stone cites Scottish band Cocteau Twins as the originators of the sound we know and love today during the 1980s. The 80s also saw a dream pop album from director David Lynch. Kind of. Yeah, the guy who made Eraserhead and Twin Peaks and Mulholland Drive was a champion of dream pop. Lynch wrote all of the lyrics to the 1989 album Floating Into the Night by singer Julie Cruz. An instrumental version of the album's opening track is the theme song for Twin Peaks. Floating Into the Night is a bit jazzier than most dream pop, but it certainly embraces the textural tendencies of the genre. It's an album that is beyond fantastic, and I encourage you to listen to it immediately after this episode is over. It is that good. Now, as we move into the late 80s and the 90s, dream pop began developing alongside the genre shoegaze, and at the time, the two terms were often used interchangeably, depending on where you were, if you were in the US or the UK. However, I find them today to be two very distinct genres. The influence the two have had on one another is quite apparent, however. For example, the shoegaze band My Bloody Valentine is also a crucial part of dream pop history. The Cocteau Twins are still at it too with their 1990 album Heaven or Las Vegas, which in 2018 Pitchfork named the best dream pop album of all time. Entering the scene in the 90s were bands Mazzy Star, Lush, and Galaxy 500. Going into the 2000s and onward, dream pop has continued to evolve. This era's iconic dream pop act is inarguably Beach House, whose 2010 album Teen Dream cemented their status as dream pop icons. And dream pop has ventured into mainstream pop as well, as I mentioned at the top of the show, with artists like Lana Del Rey and Lord Dua Lipa working within the style. Now, we're going to take a quick break, and when I get back, I'm going to tell you all about one of my favorite dream pop bands. I want to take a brief moment to talk about something pretty serious. I recorded this episode on March 31st, which is the Trans Day of Visibility. In February, Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered investigations into child abuse against parents who seek gender-affirming care for their trans children. While any actual legal claim of child abuse in these cases under existing Texas law is flimsy at best, this does not mean that further attempts to criminalize gender-affirming care for trans children in Texas will not occur. For trans Texans and their supporters to fight further attempts at criminalization, they will need lawyers. The Transgender Legal Defense and Education Fund is an organization that helps fight for trans rights through impact litigation. Such services could be crucial in helping trans Texans and trans people all over the country who have experienced discrimination. In addition to their litigation work, they also help provide low-income trans, non-binary, and gender non-conforming individuals with pro bono legal name change services. Trans people are real people, and they deserve to live happy, fulfilling lives free of discrimination and the constant fear that they may lose their rights. Please consider checking out the Transgender Legal Defense and Education Fund and their work. Alrighty, we are back. I want to talk about the band that got me into dream pop because I just adore them and I try to get as many people as I can to listen to them. Now, set the scene, fall 2016. It was either September or October. I can't really remember which. I was just sitting in art class one day. Our teacher let us listen to music while we worked. And one day my teacher was just like, "Eileen, you should check out the song Body by the band Wet. I think you would like it." The song had been recommended to him by Apple Music, like just on like his daily recommended playlist, and he really liked it too, so he recommended it to me. And that song, Body, is still to this day my favorite song by the band. It's off their first album, Don't You, which was released in January of 2016. It's got a touch of R&B influence that makes it really unique in terms of dream pop, and it's certainly more on the pop side of the genre than the alternative. Nonetheless, I love it. In all honesty, that album is where the band's dream pop influence kind of starts and ends, but it was enough to hook me into the wonders of dream pop as a genre. They've released two albums since Don't You. Their second album, Still Run, is pretty solidly just indie pop, and their third album, which came out very recently, Letter Blue, has a little bit of dream pop influence, but that's about it. They're still really solid albums, though, and I definitely suggest you check them out. Dream pop is a unique genre with a fascinating history, and I'm really interested in its future and where it's going to go next. Now, if I'm being honest, the real reason I made this episode about dream pop was to prepare for our next episode, which will be all about the one and only Lorde. So keep your ears peeled for that one. It's one I'm really excited about. And as always, thank you so much for listening, and thank you to Balloon Fest 86 for the music. See ya!